When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler, a.k.a. Shindaddy, have going on for us in Creighton today at Midwest Bank? Bill?
Day for the youth. Charcoal. Teaching kids how to cook on charcoal. The skill set it takes to build the fire, how to stack them into perfect pyramid to get the heat built up before you spread them back out. Today's kids have no idea. All they know about,
a lot of people don't,
how do you grill? You turn the grill on, right?
Grill.
Teach them how to use lighter fluid, teach them how to get some paper in there, how to get it done. I do charcoal all the time. I do charcoal. There's a charcoal grill sitting out in front of my house right now,
and you have to have a hole in it, right?
What's that?
Or a place where the air can
come through at the bottom.
I had a friend call me and say, hey, I'm trying to get the charcoal lit. And I said, is there a vent at the bottom?
Yeah,
there's gonna open
be a
that vent.
Yeah.
You taught me that on the air.
If you don't have air going through. So Steve's teaching the youth how to use charcoal and how to cook charcoal.
You should go up there.
Yeah. I would like to be up there. It's different now. What's the heat control on charcoal? You got to know how to spread them out, what you do, how you build it. I'll tell you what. You want to see somebody like in their 70s or 80s just want to take a swing at you? Just try to just show them how you don't know how to do what you're doing, because they know exactly how to use charcoal. They know exactly what they're doing. So if you have no idea how to do it, it's a complete hit show, Jake, is what it is.
You know how to do it.
Yeah, and it's important. Jake, could you light charcoal, Jake? You don't have any idea,
probably,
do you?
Well, I can't
probably
either.
No.
You're fine. I can't either.
I would never use a charcoal grill.
I mean, I think I kind of know based on what Bill has said on a previous show.
Of getting it started.
I think I learned pretty quickly, though. I think I figured it out.
You can figure out YouTube.
You use a little bit of newspaper, and then you stack the charcoal into like a pyramid.
I didn't know that.
Into a pyramid like that. And then you have to let it go, because when it's the term white hot is what you want. So you want to get the charcoals have to get to white hot. But you want to leave them stacked in that pyramid before they get. Okay. That's how they get heated up. If you spread them and then if it's not going, it's not going to go. And so sometimes you got to potentially move a couple of the little charcoal cubes and stuff, briquettes.
And when does the ventilator open and close?
The ventilator. So there's one, a little one on the bottom. Mm-hmm. There's a little one on top, like that. So you don't have to. It doesn't have to be fully open, but there has to be air. Oxygen is the key to the fire. You don't have that. I love lighter fluid too, and teach your kids how to have fun with lighter fluid. When you first start that thing, it should be like a whoosh, should like a big flame come out.
God,
yeah.
think there's a drop there. Oxygen is the key to the fire.
Shin Daddy's teaching this outside the bank, I imagine.
What's that?
This is outside the bank.
This will be outside. He has four grills set up. He has them set up and he's going to teach you how to do it, how to cook. And then you get they're going to have all kinds of the Creighton locker brought all kinds of meats over for them to cook. So they got locker dogs. They got burgers. They have all the different stuff to cook. So it's going to be a great day.
It'll be a good day there.
Yeah, very, very.
Hopefully the rain holds off.
Hope it does. I bet Sanderson could run it. I bet he could do.
I bet he could.
I guarantee you that Missing Tooth Greg could.
Oh.
He can do anything.
That's a given, isn't it? Isn't that a given?
I'm pretty sure that.
Yeah, he would know what he was doing. Yeah. Even in the text line, Jim?
Yeah, we have some response here. Okay. Kurt in Northern Kentucky chimes in saying, a chimney to light charcoal is the best.
Yeah, that does help. Yep.
Rubber Duck says, I will do a barbecue cook-off against Bill. You got a challenger here from Rubber Duck.
I don't think I'm that good. I think I'd lose that. Yeah, I don't think I'm that great at it. But
I'm concerned about your confidence. You've talked about grilling.
I already had to do that with the shirt.
I know. I'm concerned. You know the charcoal thing very well.
I do know it pretty well.
You'd be good at it.
Yeah.
We did hear back from Sanderson. He says, I only use charcoal.
Of course. He's better than us. Odd.
Yeah, duh. It's all I use. Charcoal. Come on. Jokesters.
Putting the briquettes in is so much fun. Oh, it is. It's a lot of.
You stack them in a pyramid.
Yeah, stack them in a pyramid.
I could see you doing all of this.
Thomas says, I'm 24 and I know how to use a charcoal grill. Yep. He's in. And Eric says, you got to be a patient person to work with charcoal.
Oh, when you start, something like one time I was out starting like that and Laura came out with a plate full of meat, hand it to me. I go, that's great. We need about 55 more minutes.
Oh, God. Well,
it takes some time. Oh, it takes some time. Yeah.
People don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah, not the kind of patience. You got to be
55. That's great. When you need
55 more minutes.
And on YouTube, Steven just says regarding me and Sip's lack of charcoal use, he says, wow.
Oh, come on.
He's embarrassed for us.
Don't be embarrassed. There's a lot
that's
of people.
Steven on YouTube.
There's a lot of people, Steven, that fall in our category. Okay.
You didn't grow up doing charcoal at
all,
Steve?
No, I didn't. We didn't. I don't. I'm trying to think what my dad. No. Mm-hmm.
His lawyer probably had the advanced gas grill.
From Gamble.
People do it for
hired hands at the Simple House.
I remember when Alice used to make our food on the charcoal. This is incredible.
I miss Alice so much.
Steven, come on. Not everybody did the charcoal thing. I don't got 55 minutes.
Man with little time. Thanks to Shin Daddy Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two on Early Break.
That was good. Shin Daddy. There he is.
He's the man. 464-5685, call or text as always. A simple question, but a big question regarding a couple teams moving on to different conferences. Are Texas and Oklahoma ready for life in the SEC? They are officially in the conference as of yesterday, July 1st. They are now moving forward with all activities to be in the SEC. And, of course, Texas was a playoff team this past year. They lost their game to Washington, right? Yeah, Washington in the playoff game.
That's right, yeah, exactly.
But they have high hopes of being a playoff team again this year in the rugged SEC. Oklahoma expects to be great also.
Do they?
I think not maybe that level of Texas, but they always expect great things at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a big question, but do you believe those schools are ready for life this year and going forward in the SEC?
They're ready for life. It may be a little bit rough for Oklahoma just because of quarterback. And the quarterback, they believe, only played in the bowl game last year. And the quarterback coming back for Texas is a draft
pick. Quinn Ewers.
He's very good.
So that starts you off right away with, okay, where are the two teams at? That's where I would start. Where are they at?
Oh, Texas. I mean, isn't the answer here Texas is much more ready than
Oklahoma?
I don't
know if it's much more.
I think much more. Not just football, Oklahoma's, just across the board.
Well, they're the number one revenue university in the world. So they make more money. Doesn't matter. Oh, what about Alabama? What about Georgia? Nope. No one compares to Texas.
That's what I mean.
So they have the talent to recruit in state, and they have all the resources that they would possibly
more
need.
More resources.
They have more resources than Oklahoma has. And so for that reason, yes, they would definitely be. If you had to pick one, that's where I'm going.
That's all I'm saying, Bill. That's all I'm saying. I mean, just anecdotally, Doc was coaching basketball down there and tell me after practice eating Chick-fil-A. They don't go to a training table because the training table's not open. I'm like, come on. That's not happening at Alabama. That's not happening in Nebraska. No, Texas is much more ready. They'll be much more SEC ready than Oklahoma. They got Sark. They got Ewers. They're loaded, yeah. But it's not just football. They're more equipped across the board than Oklahoma. Come on.
Now they got Schlossnagel too in baseball.
Yeah. They will be ahead of them, but don't discount Oklahoma in the long run of being fine.
I think they might be. I don't know, Bill. You're a little more convinced than I am.
I am. I'm more convinced of that because Oklahoma just AD slash there. Oklahoma, boy, they don't have a lot of downtimes now.
No, they don't.
They really don't. They're heading into a
fire now.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. But just think about this. Who they brought in two teams, and who'd the SEC bring in? The two best teams for another conference. They took the two best. That would be like them coming up and saying, hey, Ohio State, Michigan, come on down.
Come on over.
Never happened.
No, we're going to take your two best and see what happens.
Oh, it was stunning when it happened. Remember that?
Oh, it was.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and there's right now they're sitting there going, okay, we need to add two more. Not really. Take a look at our teams. Just take a look at them real quick. I used to go through what it was like to play. You know, what's it like to play Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, A&M. And then now they're going to imagine you added on two more. Yeah. Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah, tough. Brutal. Tradition rich. Sark's got it going. I mean, Sark's really got it going. I wouldn't say that about Venables.
No. They have an incredible defense this year.
Okay.
They have an incredible defense. But with the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only played, I believe, just in the bowl game. That's going to be a tough, long season for them to have that happen. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of excitement in that league now. Wow, there's some games. Oh, wow, there's some games.
When that happened, it was so seismic. I couldn't even believe it. I was sitting in an airport. I think in Indianapolis. Yeah. I was like, I was reading a fake news.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now, we've heard the name CDC a lot recently, Chris Del Conte. That was mostly for baseball recently.
The logo.
The logo, CDC. I was reading an ESPN article by Chris Lowe.
Okay. Chris Lowe wrote
the article, and he talked to Chris Del Conte about moving into Texas, going to the SEC as well as Oklahoma. There was a quote by Chris Del Conte regarding teams playing Texas. Is quote, whoever you play, it's their Super Bowl. It's the power of the brand, and that won't change in the SEC. Do you think Alabama sees Texas as their Super Bowl of the regular season if they play them?
I don't think Texas put it to them last year.
No, they don't. But it rises your attention. I mean, when I say LSU, we played at Texas. And it was when you were going to Texas, you knew,
it's big time.
Things are real. Yeah, you knew what they had, the kind of players they had, God, all those things. And thank God for that game, too, for Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow. They made some big plays for us.
You in Austin?
What's that? In Austin. Yeah, it was nuts.
Was it hot?
The weirdest part was we had to get out of the bus. I was like, it stopped at a weird place. And we had to walk roughly, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 blocks through their fans.
Really?
And I'm not talking backed off with barriers. I'm talking like a tunnel. And it was weird. It was heated.
Weird.
It was really weird how they had a bunch of
heated?
Construction. It was LSU, Texas. I mean, your bordering states. That's a game you like to see in the non-conference.
Yes, you would.
That's one you want to see. Just like this year, Texas goes to Michigan. Yeah. That's the one you want to see in the non-conference. Anybody that's playing non-conference games like that, I salute them. I'm just like, wow, that is. Again, like that. That's being like, yeah,
monsters.
Monster to go out.
Those are monsters.
Florida State's done it. Florida State. Give LSU credit. They do it. They do it every year.
Isn't Wisconsin doing it this year? Playing Alabama.
Yeah. They are. And they've done it several times.
They're playing Bama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salute.
Wisconsin.
So anybody that's playing those games, I'm just like, just God love you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think those losses will mean near as much.
Not as much.
They're gonna be like going, okay, yeah, you guys played. You guys played up. That loss will not be one of those. If you have two losses, they'll look at that one like, huh, and you lost it on the road.
I think they're okay on that.
Yeah.
The Texas story is interesting because even though, like you said, Bill, they have more money than anybody else. in the country. They were lost for like 10 years. I mean, after Matt Brown left, and, you know, and they obviously they went to the championship game in 2010, lost to Alabama. Mm-hmm. They had 10 years of very average to bad football.
Bad football.
6-6, 7-5.
There's Dave from Renew.
Yeah, there he is, walking, driving by. And they've rebounded. They've obviously made the playoff last year. Mm-hmm. They're where they need to be going into the new conference. But they've also shown they are prone to dropping off potentially.
Yeah, basically nobody's immune from that. And it except it seems Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State never drops off.
They had the 1-6-7 year when with Tattoo Gate when it was Fickell in for Tressel. That was it. Next year, Urban Meyer goes undefeated.
Went undefeated.
The next year, undefeated.
I mean, USC had a prolonged downturn. I mean, virtually everybody's had a prolonged downturn except for Ohio
State. Was heavily, not heavily, but a lot of their downturn obviously was on the scholarship. They got
USC?
They got crushed.
Yeah.
When Lane was there, they didn't have a full, I think they were like at 60-something. You don't win at that. That's impossible.
Hard to do.
Yeah.
But Texas, you're right, Jake. I always would use that as a cautionary tale for Nebraska fans. If Texas can go through an extended downturn with all the money and all the resources and all the talent around you, everything you need, if they can, then you can. I mean, come on, man. There's no givens. That's what I love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be a given. It's not a given.
Remember, Saban went to Alabama because they fired their coach for not winning enough games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no complete where it's just, okay, this place.
Slam dunk, no.
Slam dunk. No, it can go south so fast.
Look at these records from Texas. I mean, okay, they go 13-1 in 2009. The next year, they go 5-7, 2010. Mm-hmm. They had a stretch 5-7, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, 6-7, and then two straight years of 5-7, and 7-6. At Texas, they were bottom of the barrel in the Big 12. With all the money in the world.
I know.
It's now, again, scary. Last year, 12-2 after they were 8-5 the previous year. Right. So they had a heater last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can they keep that heater going as the schedule gets tougher this year?
I don't know. Could you give us the schedule, Jake?
There's no guarantees.
This is where things get good.
I think they have the head coach. I mean, I'm more confident in Sark than Venables. I am.
I have confidence in him. I really do.
Here's Texas's schedule this year. They start off with a home game against Colorado State.
Okay.
Then they head to Michigan week 2.
However you cut it, it's a big game.
Absolutely.
Probably favored to win, even on the road.
They'll be favored to win.
Then they host UTSA, then the Louisiana Monroe, and then you get into the conference schedule. They host Mississippi State.
Okay.
They're at Oklahoma.
Okay.
They're hosting Georgia the next week after that.
It's ridiculous.
And they get a break. They're at Vanderbilt, so you should get a breath there. Then you host Florida, who's a desperate team, by the way.
Still Florida.
Yep.
They'll have a bunch of 4 and 5 star guys. Yes.
At Arkansas, home against Kentucky, and then you're at A&M.
So
you avoid Alabama. You play Georgia, though.
Yeah, that's not.
It's not horrible. It's doable.
Bad enough.
It is bad. Now, yeah, Michigan's a big non-conference game for them.
That's a must win.
I think for them
that's
it is a
must
win.
It's a must win for them. You lose that one, and then you saw the whole SEC in front of you. You're like, oh wow, this could get interesting.
Very interesting. We'll see. Who has the better year in the first year? But you think? Are you concerned about Oklahoma long term though?
Oh, Texas will have the better year this year.
Texas is better equipped, better equipped.
They are, but at the same time, you said they were better equipped than anyone even remotely close in the Big 12, and they failed miserably.
No guarantees.
Yep,
but better equipped.
Yeah, if you were picking one, you're going to Texas. You're picking Texas.
Oh yeah,
that's where you're going.
Quinn Ewers. Arch Manning after him, if he sticks
would
around.
It be Arch? Would it be Arch, you think?
I don't know that.
I don't either. I don't know where they'd go. I don't know if Arch Manning is a deadlock. Is he a deadlock? Cinch?
I think he is because their backup last year went to Kentucky. Am I off on that? No, Duke. He went to Duke. He left before the playoffs. Their backup quarterback left before the playoffs.
That's where we're at now in college football. They
could have been in the national championship game. And the starting quarterback gets hurt in the first quarter. He could have been in. Instead, he's at Duke watching the game.
Not better times.
No.
Whoops.
No.
Whoops.
Yes, like that.
Malik Murphy. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick Big
Swim is here. Swim's coming in early.
He's been here since 6.
He got here at 7.
He's been here at 6.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Like
Swim's been coming in early.
Yes.
Thank you, Swim.
Thank you, Swim.
Malik Murphy left before the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
To go to Duke.
To watch the game on. Imagine watching your team. Were you on the team? I was. I was the backup quarterback. As a matter of fact, I'd probably be in right now. But are you then? No, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm in the dorms.
No, I left him.
I left him.
All right, don't get me started.
Before we get to break.
Do something.
Before we break, a quick plug for our friends in Albion. Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred technology partner in all 93 counties. 93 of 93 Applied Connective is in.
So today, if all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, I wonder what happened. There's a bunch of damage outside of our of our business. I wonder what happened. No, you won't. You know why? Because they have cameras for all of this.
They do?
So all of a sudden, all of a sudden the insurance guy wants to come in and say, hey, what all went down here? I don't know if I'm buying this. Oh, really? Check the footage. Yeah, here it is right here. Here's exactly what happened.
Who is it?
This is your one-stop shop, Applied Connective Technologies. They have robust and proven effective cybersecurity solutions so you don't get hacked.
I've been hacked!
You never utter those words when you have Applied Connective.
Never say it one time. Don't have to worry about it. Can you imagine that? Here's the deal, too. So there's people sitting out there listening right now going like, I don't know if I even want to. I feel kind of embarrassed where I'm at with the IT. They'll come in and talk to you.
For free.
For free. A consultation of just like, and they're not going to, you know what they're like? They're like Stu Bauer and Pat Liska. They're like those kind of people. They're those kind of people. They show up. You know what?
Non-judgmental.
No, and also, I was talking to Will up there. They'll also do an IT fantasy camp.
Oh.
They're okay to have a fantasy camp, bring you up to Albion. Spend a day with them.
Okay.
And just go through the IT and go through some things.
Will they be patient with you?
Very patient.
Some IT people I've worked with are not that patient.
Oh, these guys are.
You want to talk about happy?
Extremely patient.
I spoke up to this group a few months ago, and I've never seen that kind of happiness. It was like being in Holdridge when I was out there at First Rate. It was like they're the happiest customers ever. And I'm like, well, it's probably kind of weird, the turnover, huh? Turnover? There's no turnover here. No one leaves this place. No one leaves this place.
Kind of weird to turn over.
Yeah. That's kind of hard. New doors always going in and out all the time, right?
No, it's day and age.
A lot of indoor. Not a lot of outdoor. No one's leaving here. You know why? We pay them ridiculous. We're tops in our business.
And they're good people.
Yes.
If you want a local one-stop shop for all your IT, AppliedConnective.com or call them 866-358-0109. Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, we have a logo on a football field officially.
This is unbelievable.
We'll discuss who and where next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.